week 10 at the Astoria Column. The Astoria Column Restoration Project is headed by Marie Libinas of MCL Conservation for the City of Astoria and supported by the Friends of the Astoria Column. It is week 10 on the Astoria Column. The pace of the painting by the scenic painters from the Seattle Opera Scenic Studios is picking up and things are looking good. There's a new painter on board. Rachel Maxey from Seattle is replacing Rick Araluce on the scaffold. Work on the medallions has begun. The medallions are mostly located on the west-facing side over the column entrance. While these large emblems provide a decorative element and visually break up the spiraling mural, they are also used to introduce the prominent scenes that are depicted. Just as a title card is used in a silent film to set the coming scene in a movie, these ornaments also inform the mural by introducing prominent people and prominent events. A good example of this is the Lewis and Clark Medallion, which also features Thomas Jefferson, the president who funded and encouraged their exploration of the West. This triptych portrait ornament complements the written storyline on the lettering band that spirals around the column. While the lettering band highlights noted regional events that occurred during the Lewis and Clark visit of 1805 and 06, the painted imagery also notes these events. Included are the salt works, which were located on the coastline and nearby seaside. This is where seawater was boiled for the salt used as a food preservative and the meat consumed by the explorers. When you view the Astoria Column, the medallions are easy to spot. They are usually centrally located, bold in design, light in color, and much more monochromatic than the rest of the imagery. That's it for this week. I'm Rheta Christie. See you next week.
Sure.